With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hiya, Dad. Hiya, buddy. How are you? So, I know I missed your birthday. I'm sorry about that. But I'm currently trying to watch Netflix. And somebody changed the family password. Is it you? Have you been a naughty Robbie? So, could you let me know what the password is, and then I can watch. Post. Hashtag not that. Alright, thank you, Daddy. Bye-bye. Bye.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood and of course, Daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show. Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
with the two sweetest, sexiest baby angels of all time. It's Rosie Jones. Give us a sexy baby noise. And Helen Bauer with the huskiest baby sound. So at 13 years old, I discovered blowjobs for the first time. By the age of 16, I decided deep throating wasn't for me after a couple of incidents of me vomiting on stomachs of different boys in car parks in Fleet. You're welcome. Beep, beep, beep. I've recently thought, maybe now I'm older, my throat will be bigger. Turns out, no, it's just I've been speaking too much and talking too much, and I started singing a lot more around the house, and I've lost my voice. Sure. Yeah.
So, don't talk.
If Rosie says she's going to introduce you, what's mental to me is you felt the need to join in, and with a shore as well. This is why you're not liked widely in the comedy community, and we have been discussing this off air, and now we've got to discuss it more. I have been singing musical numbers, walking around that... Stop laughing! We're insulting you! I want to make it very clear that our guest today, before we introduce her, isn't wearing a bra and she's in her pyjamas. She's having a whale of a time. But basically, I'm sorry, I'm going to sound like this all episode.
Yeah, you got such an annoying voice.
What we're going to be doing... Oh, you've got to be kidding. You can't say that. No. Okay, today the listeners can play the game of who's more understandable, Helen or Rosie. Let's see if anyone can understand anything he's saying.
Well, I am not good today because I am hungover.
That's not the same though, is it? Jenny, you can join in now. Oh, I guess today's Jenny B!
Jenny B! Jenny!
Oh my God, thank you so much. So nice to be here.
Right, fresh from a hot Edinburgh show. We're in Edinburgh at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's really amazing. And she's got all the reviews and all the stars. Wait. So we'll say it's in the past now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, wasn't Edinburgh fun?
Oh my God, it was crazy.
Oh my God.
It was so wild. Oh,
do you remember that bit when we went home? That was the best. Yeah.
Fucking wild on the train.
Oh my God. So mad.
So mad.
So mad. I can't believe what you did.
I'm sorry, Rosie's sick and she'd like to talk about it.
So you and no brother.
Yes.
Because we live together.
Yes.
In Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And that is a great flat.
It's a great flat. I would like to say as well, also, the reason that I don't have a bra on is because I wasn't prepared for this, because I was asked to do it about 90 seconds ago.
Oh, don't be like that. That's really bitchy. No. Do you know what I mean? Rosie asked you first thing this morning, actually, and you were fast asleep.
But then...
You were asked first thing.
I text you at 10 a.m.
And I was asleep.
Yeah, because you were out boozing all night like you are every night.
I had two rums, Helen.
Oh, I've heard the walkie-talkies in the Pleasance courtyard. There's a attentional venues. Jenny Beeder's in the courtyard again.
Close the bars.
Yeah, you turn around. You're just running there and tits out like, where's the wine? She does impressions, she doesn't dance, but she's enthusiastic.
Thank you.
And she sings.
Yeah.
Let's see where it all began.
Oh.
Little Jenny.
Let she go back.
How far back do you want to go? Oh, do you want to hear something?
Birth.
Right. Apparently, it was a really calm birth. Because they say, I read an Amy Poehler's book, right?
Yeah.
That you should ask your mum what your birth was like.
Yeah.
Because apparently, that dictates what kind of person you are. Apparently mine was really chill. I just slipped out while she was eating a steak or something. So
that can't be right.
No, it's not quite right, but it's that similar vibe.
Yeah.
whereas my sister, who's a lot feistier than me, had more of a shouty birth and things. So maybe there is something in it.
Do you see yourself as a chilled out person?
I do, but loads of people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you not? You look confused.
No, I've never seen you as a chilled out person.
That's really it's Edinburgh though, do you know what I mean? So I think that's slightly different.
I met you in London.
That's true. That's true. Do you know what it is? I'm a chill.
Yeah, what? Rosie,
twice.
All the guests know you really well, and I'm trying to join in. You saying things like once makes me look like an absolute
twat. No, I've met you a couple of times. No.
Yeah, we have, but Rosie doesn't count it, but she's not there.
No. if I'm not there, it didn't happen.
Fair enough.
I'm not allowed out unless Rosie's out.
That's so nice.
I know.
It's probably best for everyone though as well.
I know, but her social life is so busy. I can't keep up with
honestly, it. Honestly, sharing a house with Rosie Jones, I can walk in at 3:30 in the morning and of course she's not here.
Yeah.
And she comes rolling in an hour and a half later, stomping about.
She's a stomper.
God, and we're like, oh right, I wonder what she's been up to. And then the next morning though, still at 9 a.m, she's like completely perky, so that
Yeah,
me
she's
off.
Up, she's dressed, she's washed.
She's always up, dressed and washed. I don't understand why she does it. It's crazy.
Whereas it's 1:43,
thank you,
and you're in your pajamas.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're doing so good.
Thank you. Here to inspire.
I think if I look alright, I'll feel alright.
That's nice.
And I am actually not feeling alright.
Okay, we've got it. Rosie's sick. I've got a bad voice, but
I'm an angel.
What about little Jenny? Yeah.
Little Jenny.
How good was that segue? Jack?
Jack.
Did you see how I took it back to childhood?
Yeah,
we've got to put that in every episode. That was amazing.
Just change the name.
What about little Beep? No.
Jenny was there.
Okay, so you were born. Were you a showy child? Did you get put into classes for theatrical stuff that led to your destiny early?
So I did. So apparently, I showed... great interest in singing. I sung, sorry, this is a good story actually that I've always wanted to tell on Parkinson, but fuck it, I'll just do it on the Daddy podcast instead. apparently, so close, basically the same. I won't wear a bra on Park either. I sung before I spoke.
No,
thank
no.
You.
Fucking bullshit.
No.
That's something your mum tells you.
No, apparently it's true. So I could say things like, hey, now, dad, but apparently I was quite a little bit silent in terms of like full sentences. And then one day in the back of the car, I suddenly went, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Like a horror movie.
I thought it'd be cute and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
But that's
so your parents were like, oh, she has to be a singer.
Yeah, so let's send her to Judith Jolly School of Dance and Singing.
Judith what?
Judith
what?
Jolly.
Oh,
still
my
going. Where is
gosh.
It? I don't know. It was in Watford somewhere, but I was like 4 or something, far too young.
Judith Jolly.
I did ballet at school. I know, right? I think sometimes people call it Judy.
It's so gross. It's so gross. I love it.
Didn't your mum run a dance school?
Yeah, and Bauer School of Drama, actually.
Oh, actually. Yeah, no, that sounds like that. She took it much more serious than Judy Jolly. Yeah.
Judy Jolly.
Yeah, that was her name. I remember so little about it other than being really young and so shy. And everyone, because, we did ballet at school, which I hated because you had to change in front of people.
Oh,
and I was a tiny little fat kid. And I really hated the changing and being like naked in front of creepy, isn't it?
But no, because now everyone's just picturing you naked as a child.
Can we take that off, actually?
No, keep that one in. That's the main part of the podcast.
Daddy, look at me.
So Judith Jolly taught singing and dance.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And one day, there was always a girl, I won't tell her name because she might be listening, you never know.
Say her name.
Bleep.
She always...
I love a good enemy name.
Bleep.
You wasn't... Oh, amazing.
How sick is that name?
That is a good name.
Bleep.
She wasn't actually... She wasn't a enemy. I really looked up to her. I absolutely worshipped her. And she got all the leads. So one day, they were casting Oliver Twist. And I... and they were like, no, do you know what? We've given
Bleep.
Enough chances. Little Jenny can do it.
Yeah. For Oliver, the title role.
The title role, Oliver Twist. And I found it so nerve-wracking that after our first rehearsal, they replaced me with...
Babe.
Oh, Jenny!
Do you know what? I was so relieved because I couldn't handle the pressure.
What role were you given as a secondary?
I think just sad little orphan boy girl.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, amazing.
I was much happier. I really was. I couldn't.
You tell yourself what you need to believe.
That's true, actually. I couldn't handle the giddy heights of fame. It was too much for me.
I've got a vision of just standing at the side of the stage. And you're going, where is love?
Beep.
For fuck's sake. And then walking on singing. Over
here it
you.
Is. Yeah. Here's some bloody love. No, they, do you know what it was? They kept wanting me to do... I think I was too naturalistic a performer because I just wanted to sing
God,
it and feel it.
Shit, I love you so much. Oh, was it too real for them to handle?
Do you know what? Yeah. They wanted me to do things with my arms and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm emoting right now and I'm six. So yeah, heady times. And
are
then
you popular there?
No, school. Not at the dance school. I was popular at school.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, go dance.
I was really academic. Yeah. I was really smart. But like, sorry, I sound like an arse. I'm not like this now, so I feel like I can say it. I was really naturally smart. I didn't have to do much work, but I did really well. And I used to get 100% on loads of exams. And I had the top maths. Do you remember the maths challenges you used to do?
Yeah.
I had the top score in the whole junior school.
Rosie's the same.
But really? Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I barely did any work.
Yeah. I struggled.
Did you?
So much.
Did you try?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's quite sad. But then figured out by the age of like 12, 13 that it was better to pretend you weren't trying that hard and then fail because it's less embarrassing.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's how I sort of felt in my A-levels, I think. I suddenly realised that things were harder and so I would just pretend I wasn't trying.
But I'm the same as you. I'm a naturally good performer.
Do you know what I mean? So you can't learn that shit.
Yeah. So you were doing drama and dance outside of school. Were you doing it at school as well, like school plays and stuff?
Yes.
Drama GCSE?
Yeah, I do remember one day going into school with a full face of makeup on because I'd been doing a Judith Jolly show the night before and I wanted people to ask where I'd been.
Yes. Can you let us know the school plays you were in
sure.
and the roles and just give us a rundown so
delighted
me and Rosie
to.
Can lose our minds?
Yeah.
It's the best moment of my life. I love these things.
Oh, okay. So Lady Windermere's fan.
Oh.
Year four.
Oh, no. This is a bit older. I don't remember the really small ones. I mean, okay. So I was one of the kings in the Nativity story.
Classic.
King.
Yeah, I know. I should have been an angel.
No.
Or Mary.
No, I like her.
Rosie
king.
Was Mary.
Were you married?
No, yeah. Last event again.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she did great.
And an angel.
And an angel.
And for 3 years running, I made up her role.
Everyone went.
For 3 years in a row, I was old, disabled lady.
Isn't it the innkeeper's wife you were?
No, I was an old disabled lady.
Very biblical.
Who had no room in her room.
Oh, did you smash that line when you said
yeah.
no room?
Yeah.
No room at the end. I was so jealous of not being Angel Gay, but my best friend Lanny was Mary. And we're still best friends to this day.
Okay.
We had a very... So she is also a performer. We had a very competitive friendship growing up because we had joint singing lessons.
Right.
And we always went for the same part in all the same plays and things. So that...
Were you united in your hatred of... As well.
No, because she didn't go to outside school.
Yeah,
because she went to Irish dancing because she's Irish, and she won loads of fucking medals.
Yeah,
and I never. And no, she's my best friend. I'm godmother to her daughter.
To Hip.
No, to
no,
Lanny.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, I like her. I'm
oh,
just
right,
like
okay,
I'm
good.
Like,
oh, look, I'll tell you what. Shall I tell you a little story about
name? We can't say.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the worst story. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yeah, it's going to be the best beeping ever.
It's we'd gone to Judith Jolly's and we went round to her house afterwards and we were all wearing cat suits, right? Because, you know, like leotards with legs attached.
Yeah.
And we were all sitting in a triangle because she'd got a new gerbil and we were really excited.
Yeah, totally.
So we had to make
block the legs. Yeah.
We had to put our legs together to make sure that the... to make sure that the gerbil couldn't get
and
out.
The gerbil bit beep in the cunt.
No.
Oh, damn it.
He bit me in the cunt.
Oh, no.
No, but it wasn't even a bite, actually. There was a tiny hole in my leotard that we'd only noticed then.
No.
And he went right in there. So that was one of my first experiences.
Got one of your labias.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but I remember that more than any of the dance routines or anything.
What was the gerbil called?
I couldn't tell you.
It'd be great to do a shout out, but that's all right. Yeah.
I'm sure he's still alive today.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Getting bit in the cunt by a gerbil in a cat suit. That's a low moment, isn't it?
I knew what I wanted.
That's true. He did. He went and got it, and I respect that. Me.
Quite similar to your outlook on life, isn't it, Rosie? If we could put you in a triangle of girls and cat suits and just set you loose.
Gnaw your way through.
Oh, yeah, she wouldn't even need a hole. I'll get through. Oh, actually, that would be the best birthday party you could throw Rosie in her entire life.
Yeah. We'll make it so.
Circle of women in cat suits and let her free in the middle. We can't do anything. We just have to sit back and take it.
It's part of her present.
So were you spotted all about?
Next question, please.
Good, no, completely fair answer.
Do you know what? I once made it into the A team and the netball team. First practice, ran backwards to pick up a ball, broke my wrist, and then got delegated to the C's for the rest of my life. Stopped trying. Yeah. But now, actually, I recently joined a netball team with Annie McGrath, and I played twice in two seasons. No, wasn't particularly sporty. I was a very fat kid. I'm not saying that fat kids can't be sporty. I just want to say that. I'm not saying that at all. The two were unrelated.
Cut that out. They can't.
Sorry.
That's fine.
They can't.
They find it very hard.
No, I really threw myself into the drama and things.
Jenny, you're having a panic attack right now talking about sport. So we'll take you back to drama at school.
Thank you. So I was Lady Windermere and Lady Windermere's fan.
Thank
They're
you.
Holding my hands and I can't tell you how lovely it is.
Okay, but any other... Go on, keep going.
Animal Farm. Okay. I was...
Off. Why would your school do Animal Farm?
The musical version.
There's a musical version
yes.
of George Orwell's Animal Farm.
Yes, and I was the pretty little horse called Polly, and it goes, was it Molly? I can't remember. It goes, 27 ribbons, sugar lumps for Molly. And that's all I remember, and then I just galloped off because I think I died. We did Match Girls. And
what's
I played.
Girls?
Oh, it's a really nice musical set in London. This is the one that's going to hurt the most. We did something called Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
Heard of it? And
God, you're such a loser.
It was very obvious who was going to get what part because me and Lanny, my best friend, were like going to be the two little, the youngest girls.
Everyone knew that.
Yeah. And above that, there were going to be the three girls were all like clearly going to be this person, this person, this person. Someone came in at the 11th hour and did an amazing audition. No one knew she could sing.
What?
So she got one of the main sisters.
This is like
sisters.
A rags to riches story from like a school. Yeah.
She got made into one of the main sisters,
no.
which means that someone had to fall out the bottom.
No.
And it was me. And I cried for the whole summer because we found out on the last day of term and we were going to start rehearsing. In the September, I cried for most of that summer. But do you know what? They let me be a Russian that had to do a dance like that.
I know you're trying to make the best of it, but there's someone who wasn't allowed in the school play in year 11.
Why not?
Because my drama teacher said I was too tall to be in the Greek chorus.
I mean, no joke.
I know we've covered this several times, Jack, but each time I talk about it, I'm still being vulnerable.
That
and it is difficult for
brutal, but
it
beautiful that you're being vulnerable.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, I just remembered a really another on-brand thingy. I got the lead part in, there was a show called Smike, Nicholas Nickleby. I played, it was the musical version of Nicholas Nickleby, and I got the lead part, and I didn't have the confidence to pull it off, and everyone had so many talkings to me like, you can do it, you can do it. They had to bring all the songs down because they were too high for me. So effectively I was singing, everything was on the same note like this, because that's about the only one that I could sing. It was really horrible.
I mean, for someone who seemed to struggle a lot, my God, you kept going back to audition for the next year's one.
I really did, actually.
Do you know
actually.
What I mean? Yeah. Like, there was maybe confidence in performance, but the resilience of being told no and being like, I'll go back next year, I'll definitely get this role.
Maybe that's why I'm good at being an actor and comedian and getting a lot of rejection, because I'm
also
used
a lot
to
of success. You won't say that for yourself, but you are very successful and brilliant.
Thank you, that's very kind, but there's so much rejection that goes alongside that,
but
as you know.
But do you feel resilient?
I do feel resilient, yeah.
Yeah, also it's so healthy to go, right, shame, next one. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah, that is true. I feel like that's one of my qualities now, that I'm like, oh, okay, I'm glad I have that. And I didn't necessarily like the way I've got it, but yeah. I'm glad I have it.
I think the way you got it is covered in lots of dignity. It's
I'm
humble beginnings.
Covered
in fucking dick as well.
Did your mum and dad support you?
I'm going to say too much.
No, you're not. Trust me.
Really?
We've had some real too much guests.
Really?
And you've chosen so much dignity right now.
Oh, that's so funny. They were really supportive. My mum was an Amdram. My mum's got the most amazing singing voice, or she did have it. It's changed slightly. She's got, that sounds so bitchy. I'm so sorry.
Honestly, nasty. Actually, no, very nasty.
I just mean her range has become
smaller. Yeah.
It's changed as she got older, but
now
she has got a beautiful voice. Now she sounds like an awful old lady. Bag of bones rattling. No, she's still got a beautiful voice. She just... I grew up watching her do all the Amdram, and obviously I was in some of those Amdram productions as well.
So you were doing Julie's productions, Amdram.
Judy, thank you. Have some respect.
You were doing Judy's productions, Amdram, as well as school.
Yeah, honestly.
That's stage kids.
But I wasn't, because I wasn't allowed to go to Sylvia Young, because my parents were like, you have to have a normal education. Oh, I would have given everything for it. You know, Elliot Gonzalez from I Talk Telly went to Sylvia Young.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I love Elliot Gonzalez.
Yeah, so do I. He's great.
So great.
Yeah, he did that. He had the luck and the fortune of that. I just... Do you remember The Biz? Did you ever watch the TV show, The Biz?
Yeah.
Good. Was that set in it?
It was
set in...
It's
about children going there.
Yeah. Like,
I think I've seen it.
Yeah. We all want it bad enough. Recently, been working with the guy that wrote that. Anyway, that's a whole different thing. Anyway. my parents were really, really supportive. But like, they would kind of try and show us off a bit. So my sister was really confident, and she went to Judith Jolly's with me. She was more of a dancer. And so very often, because I could sing, they'd wheel me out. My dad owned a fruit and veg. No, I will keep telling this story.
Fucking
thank you.
Hell, you're trying to speak your truth and someone has beat their horn outside. This is fucking, give me 1 second.
I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Sorry, Jenny.
No, thank you for sorting that out.
Like, yeah. Family life. And
thank
school,
you.
Like, not going to stage school. Which
thank
is
you. I know.
Rough.
Poor me. Poor me. It's
no
so hard.
It either, and it is
so
hard. I don't even want to talk
hard.
About it.
No, people don't know how hard.
Okay, let's recenter ourselves.
Thank you. Yes, we. So my dad owned. He was a greengrocer. He had a fruit and vegetable shop, and I just remember being around the back, like near the fridges or something, and him and some guy coming over from like a different shop, and he go, "Hey, sing what's it, a song?" And I just had to perform, and it was the worst thing in the world.
Oh, that's hard.
We were in Annie, so I was in Annie at six.
No, oh my God, I wish not Molly, the little one.
No, I wish I wasn't given that. I was Kate, the second littlest one.
Okay, fine.
My sister was Tess.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
My sister was Oh My Goodness, I think. And my mum was Miss Hannigan.
No!
No!
Yeah, the full fam.
The full, it was a whole family affair. God. So we knew all the, I was so bad. There's videos of me not knowing what I'm doing and just constantly like looking at my sister to check. There's bits where I just used to walk off stage because I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, if you could send us a clip of that for our social media, yeah, that'd be absolutely wonderful.
I probably can. So yeah, so they were always very supportive. And then they were slightly disappointed that because I was very good academically, they were very disappointed that I didn't. No, I don't know that they were. I think secretly they wanted me to be a star. but I feel like nowadays they're still too supportive. Like they're so lovely and they're so kind. They're like, you can do, we still believe in you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe, guys, maybe I'm 35. Maybe it would have happened for me now if like something.
What happened? You're doing great. You perform for a living. You're.
That's true. That's true. Thank you. But no, they're still like. I still get rejection on quite a daily basis, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, you know, you're great, but you're not Meryl Streep. Like,
how dare you?
Well, someone had to. Okay, now Rosie's looking at me like I fucked up.
Why would you say that?
I thought we were being honest on this podcast.
No.
Why would you compare a woman with another woman?
Well, do you know what I mean?
You walk around Edinburgh and you see posters of Jenny holding a dog and they're matching, whereas Meryl's done like Sophie's Choice. And I say that with, I say that with so much love. Am I coming across as a bitch right now?
Yeah, do you know what?
They could do
Meryl Streep went to Yale to study acting. I think Jenny went to Judy Jolly's.
Oh, we haven't even got to the latter years, don't worry. No, but honestly, that poster of me holding my dog, so good. There were so many good ones that even choosing the one to go with was my Sophie's choice. So actually, actually, we are more alike than you will ever know.
Yeah.
And I think we're the same star sign, but hey.
Oh, no. Never.
Oh, Jenny, you're going to die alone, mate. <That's great. laughs>
What were you saying?
Meryl Streep, mamma mia. Yeah. What the fuck is that about?
I've got to be honest.
Can we not slag off? Because I think she's actually brilliant, mamma mia.
I haven't seen it.
It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah, baby.
No, I would never be better than Meryl Streep, but I do like to think I'd have been better than Amanda Seyfried.
Oh my God! Names are being dropped.
No, I'm joking. She's beautiful and young.
You're beautiful and young, and you're a really, really amazing singer.
No, do you know what? I didn't ever audition, and I was really sad, and that's why I didn't watch the film because everyone in my drama school auditioned.
Wait, you went to drama school?
Yeah, I went to the Royal Academy of Music.
Oh.
Studied musical theatre.
Oh my God, you are legit, legit. It's impossible to get into drama schools.
That's the only one I got into. I didn't get into any others. I didn't get into RADA twice. Didn't get into Lambda.
Yeah, why do you want to go there?
Do you know what I mean? They didn't even sing.
No, thank you. If you're not singing, is it a theatre show?
Yeah. Exactly. Really, it's just you all talking in a box.
It's like the talkies, like the old days. It's like, no. Do a fucking dance!
Yeah, genuinely. Stop emoting and get your tap shoes on.
That being said, I used to work in the National Theatre and I do like a lot of straight plays. I'm just
do
one
you?
Of those women. Yeah.
I do.
Do you? What's your best one?
Oh, my recent favourite. What was the Irish one? Shit.
Stones in His Pocket. This is about 15 years
ago. No, it was...
10 years
ago. It was Paddy Constantine.
I've played his girlfriend.
No.
In what? In The World's End, in a film.
No.
I didn't have a line. I just had to teach him how to do Pilates. And he's a really nice man.
That is so. I've seen that film.
You won't have seen me. It's like blink and you'll miss.
I was watching something the other day and you were in it, actually. What was it?
Was I a waitress or a receptionist or a shop worker?
Maybe a receptionist.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
But I was like, it's Jenny.
Oh. What was it?
I think maybe Outnumbered or...
No.
No. I know, that's not doing the list and guess.
I love that you've recently been watching Outnumbered.
My TV watching is literally just like shows I used to love. I love Outnumbered.
Oh, it was so cute.
I loved it. It was so cute. But the early seasons when they're
that
babies.
That little girl's so cute.
I know.
So funny. So funny.
When they got older.
Yeah.
No, I want them as kids. I want kids to always stay kids.
When they were young and cute.
If Jack gets 1 year older, I'll be livid. You're my baby boy and you always will be. Love you, Jackie.
Love you.
He doesn't look like he's ever aged.
He's so young.
How old are you, Jack?
16.
Oh, God, really?
You are welcome to come to Disneyland. I'm thinking first week of December, Disneyland Paris.
Oh,
so it'll be festive.
Yeah. You know, Susie and I and our partners are also doing a Euro Disney trip in December.
No.
Don't.
We haven't booked the dates yet.
Okay, well, me and my friends are looking at the first 5 days.
Okay.
Fuck with us.
Okay. When you say don't fuck with us, you mean like don't be there at the same time? Because
I don't think you guys want to have people you're running into there.
I mean, it's... I tell you one thing. Can I give you a tip? Because we went a couple of years ago as well. Basically, Alice and Susie decided they wanted to have a really nice romantic trip to Paris. And Dan and I went, we're going to come.
We'll come.
take antibacterial hand gel and... there are so many germs all over the bars of that place. I've been twice in the last 5 years maybe, and I've been stinking ill afterwards. You're welcome. Antibacterial hand gel, maybe even one of them.
No. I wanna enjoy myself.
You could still get a Mickey one maybe.
I don't want to wear a face mask.
Okay.
A Disney. But I'm gonna go with my friends, Alice and Francis. And
oh,
you can come as well.
I thought it was you and me.
But can't we go with a group?
Honestly, I think you might need to sack off Alice and Francis.
They really want to come.
So does Rosie.
You said that in front of my mum.
Yes.
So you can't take
it. No one's... Would you refuse to come on a trip with my friends?
No.
Do you still want to come with Alice and Francis and me?
They're nice.
They're so nice.
Will we get
on? Yeah, they'll love you and hate me.
Can we go on that It's a Small World?
Yes.
Ride? Are you too short for some of the rides?
Oh, my God.
No, you are 5'1", right?
Yeah.
Don't you have to be 5'3" for some of them?
I don't know. No. This could... Well, I'm not taking you if that's the problem.
You have to hold the coast.
Yeah, but...
No, I'm not bothering
shoes.
That.
Well, my heels.
Oh, Jack. That's really offensive. I can't walk
in heels.
Heels.
Platforms.
Yeah.
She can barely walk as it is, Jack. Were you fucking making her go round a fucking platform shoes? Fucking Disneyland.
Don't mock me, Jack.
Jenny.
So, Jenny.
Yeah.
Who is your daddy?
Rosie Jones is my daddy.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, good.
After Rosie pointed at her face, can I point out?
I was about to say he's called Norman Harris.
No.
69.
Norman!
Yeah, my dad's
fucking
name's Norman.
Fucking great dad name.
Yeah.
Crushing
and my mum's name's Leslie.
No, Norman and Leslie?
Yeah.
Oh, Norman Les.
Norman Les.
All over it.
Or, as Suze likes to call them, Les and Norman, to the tune of Nelson Dormer.
Yeah.
Very nice. They love it.
Daddy.
I am your daddy. You know this. And we're going to go on a day trip together.
Okay.
First of all, we're going back to your...
Oh, so I'm definitely not invited on this one.
You come in about 6 hours.
Yes!
But first of all, we are going to recreate...
Oh, God.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, my God.
That's
such a big moment.
And will I get to be one of the daughters?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And you smash it.
I'm sure I will.
And it's amazing. And it's all you've ever dreamed of.
Oh my God, thank you, Dad.
And can Hayley Winton also be there?
No.
If you're listening, Hayley, I honestly was so... I was so impressed by you.
And you're elated. You're so happy.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to end this perfect day. So we go. We pick up Helen.
Hello.
Yes.
And we all go to Disney.
Yeah.
Euro Disney?
Yeah.
Just the three of us.
Gosh, every
fuck's sake.
Nobody that I do not know.
I have a vision that when I get to Disneyland, they're going to see me and they're going to be like, I need to be in the, you're one of the princesses, no? Yeah.
And I'll be like, yourself to the Magic
Castle.
Are you
not working today? And it's like, no, it's a day off. Like, I imagine that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So just everyone be prepared for me being accosted constantly. Like, oh my God, Cinderella, no dress today? And I'll be like, day off.
Day off. Smart cash.
Children just asking for my autograph.
When we go, I'm going to buy a wheelchair.
Oh, right.
Because apparently, if you... in a wheelchair, all the characters to come up to and hug you.
Oh, let's get a chair. Let's get a
let's
chair.
Get three. Fuck it.
Three.
Three chairs. Three chairs, please.
Yeah,
sorry, that's so offensive.
That, no, I really enjoyed it.
Three chairs,
and
please.
Three chairs, please. Let's happen one day.
I've had the best morning.
Say thank you to your daddy for your trip.
Thank you for the trip, daddy.
Yeah, welcome, baby.
And thank you, daddy, for giving us the beautiful life that is Jenny Bead.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Right. Our world is better for having you in it.
Now go and pop the bra.
No, we've got to get your social media handle, you fucking idiot. What's your Instagram and Twitter?
Oh, it's at Jenny Bead, B-E-D-E.
Beady.
Like, yeah, like St. Augustus Bead. He was like a famous monk, no big deal, guys.
Any relation?
I don't think so. No,
well, Jack, you don't know about that monk. Don't try and join in.
No, he's really famous.
Did you actually?
No, you did not.
Oh my God, where?
In Red Hill, in Surrey.
I've heard, yes, I know someone else about that.
yeah, so that's me at Jenny Bead. I'm better on Instagram.
Do you want to sing out?
Yeah, what should we sing?
You're great on Instagram, by the way, so I want to follow her. Maybe Little Mermaid.
Yeah, different song.
Or Pocahontas.
Oh, Colours of the Wind.
Yeah. You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you. I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Love you, bye, bye.
Love you, bye, bye.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hi, Lou. It's Helen Bauer here. Number one, can I just say how much I'm loving your new podcast? Cuddle Club is the best thing of all time, and please consider me and Rosie to come on it. I am
I've been a good hugger.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
This is fucking bullshit. Right, Lou, come in here, talk about your child with us, and defend yourself. How about that? Defend yourself for inviting Rosie and not me. Thank you very much. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Deleted.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.